Off the Ball, GAA.
The game is much more progressive. It's been much more engaging for people to watch and more entertaining for supporters.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Friday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. Coming up, the latest from the Ireland camp as they prepare for their final outing in this year's Six Nations. The future of the Six Nations on TV is also decided, and Connacht continue to lock down squad members for next season. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up to date, Ireland held their captain's run at the Stadio Olimpico this afternoon with no late scares for Simon Easterby. Upwards of 25,000 Irish fans are expected in the Eternal City tomorrow, despite last week's dashing of Ireland's Grand Slam hopes. However, on this morning's Off the Ball breakfast, Ronan O'Gara warned that complacency will be Ireland's enemy in Rome.
A diminished appetite is such a killer in top-level sport. When there's an appetite, everything is possible. Appetite gives you the attitude. Attitude gives you the determination. Then the determination, you got to just keep going. Keep going. And I think, the Irish team have to reply tomorrow. They'd be unbelievably disappointed. You got to remember, of 78 minutes, this was 42-13. This wasn't in Stade de France. This was in Aviva. This is in front of their home supporters, in front of their families. They'll be fuming on the inside. And the other side of that is the context is the opposition have taken 70 and 50. Italy must be doubly fuming because they had done so many years of good work. And then all of a sudden, you're like, well, what's happened to Italy? So they'll want to put that right. So, you know, it's never one-way traffic at the top table. But, like, tomorrow there's so much this thing of being a dead rubber. Are you dreaming?
Interim head coach Simon Easterby is adamant that standards will not drop against the Itsuri.
We weren't good enough in lots of areas last week, and I think the squad have, I've said it before, but they have a real internal motivation to perform and to play at their best when they play in an Irish jersey. We didn't match those expectations and the standards that that would have been set across a good period of time, but we didn't get to those standards last week. So our challenge and the challenge of the players is to put in their best performance yet, and that's all we talked about. And you're right, it's a different dynamic. You know, we can't change what went on Saturday, but we can certainly have an impact on performance and the right result this weekend, and then who knows, there's a chance, and we just need to make sure that we've prepared in the right way this week against a really good Italian team who will want to probably put to us the type of performance that they put in the last few weeks has probably been disappointing as well. So, you know, it's an intriguing matchup. We know what we need to do to get the best out of ourselves, and we need to make sure that we have full focus on that.
Jack Crowley will be in the spotlight tomorrow, belatedly given his first start in this year's competition, in a week when he's been strongly linked with a potential move to Leicester. Both Ronan O'Gara and Alan Quinlan discussed those Tigers links on this morning's Off the Ball breakfast, with the latter saying it's a concern that Crowley's future remains unresolved this deep into the season.
The policy isn't to let this run on this far, because it's risky for both sides. So, you know, the knock-on effect here for Munster, if Jack Crowley was gone, where are they going to get another replacement? Impossible to get someone up to that level, a top international, but who do they get to step into his shoes? And plus, because of the policy of not selecting players, overseas players, he's out of the Irish selection then for next year, and you're kind of building up to 2 years out from a Rugby World Cup. It's 2.5 years now, but it changes everything for that situation. So the agent is probably right to get an offer that's... but the RFU have shown historically they're not... they don't like being held over by a gun or ransom, but they're very fair, and you know, I've had that experience myself when I was in between a cruciate injury in 06, and they're very fair with me, and I think most players regarding injuries and stuff like that. They've been very fair to people and allow people to kind of prove their fitness. You know, he, again, an incentivize contract situation might be something here where you get X amount and then there's incentives that they it goes up and up and up, you know. So I'm sure they'll find some sort of solution. And but it's nervy enough that it's got to this point, because normally this is done much earlier.
There's lots more from Alan Quinlan, Ronan O'Gara and a cast of thousands on that Italy-Ireland clash, which you can access by becoming an Off The Ball member now. Despite the speculation, Easterby's been pleased with how Crowley has dealt with his deputy role thus far in the Six Nations.
No, I think he gets it. Like, you know, he had a run of games in last Six Nations where he played and others didn't. So, no, he's been unbelievably supportive. He gets it. He's just been working really hard and knowing that an opportunity would potentially come at some point during the championship. As it is, it comes in the last game for him to start. But even coming off the bench, he has to cover maybe 10, 12 last week and 15. So, you know, he's got a lot to deal with when he's on the bench. And it just means that, you know, he has to work incredibly hard. But, you know, he's not hard work to kind of have those conversations with. He gets it. He's disappointed, like all the players are that don't get to start the games, but they also understand the bigger picture and how they can impact the game and support their teammates in preparation for the game, but also on match day if they're in the 23.
Coming soon to your Off The Ball podcast feed.
I'm nervous. Police will use tear gas.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, Jesus.
You're looking at two of the best professional wrestlers in Mexico City.
Saying we won after your team's won a football game is like saying I had sex after I'm watching porn.
So if you hear anything about the Gringo Loco, that's me, okay?
We were on our own at 3,600 meters.
We have that mark as narcos, cocaine, violence, as a Pablo Escobar thing.
To be honest with you, if I never see Route 40 again, I will be a happy, happy man.
Diverted. A 10-part Off The Ball original series telling the story of sport and other things all the way through Latin America.
I thought Route 40 was the most lonely road in the world. Turns out Route 25 is somehow even lonelier.
Available soon for free on the OTB app.
The highest achievers among us are the people still striving, still reaching for something. The people who aren't satisfied to stay where they are and want to keep climbing higher. And it's those people who approach the impossible and embrace it. There's a vehicle for people like that. It's called the Defender. The Defender is an icon reimagined for a new generation of explorers through thoroughly modern design. Its interior is modern and functional, with rich material finishes and quality craftsmanship. When you're in a Defender, you can tell the interior is built for purpose. Luxury appointments throughout and practical storage options ensure you adventure in comfort. This is a vehicle capable of great things and engineered to meet challenges head-on. Wherever you're headed, experience the Defender's legendary capability, both off-road and on. And there's a family of vehicles for Defender. Meet the Defender 90, Defender 110, and the 8-seat Defender 130. Are you ready to embrace the impossible? Explore the Defender at LandRoverUSA.com.
The good news for television viewers is that the Six Nations look set to remain on free-to-air television. Six Nations organisers confirmed today that the tournament will remain split between ITV and the BBC in the UK up to 2029. The deal also includes the Women's Six Nations and Men's Under 20 competitions, ending speculation that the rights could be snapped up by TNT Sports. Similarly, the Irish Independent report today that RTE and Virgin Media will continue to share broadcast rights here in Ireland. Connacht have ended speculation that Josh Iwane could leave the province by agreeing a new contract with the Ed Half. Talks have been ongoing with the former All Black, who'd only signed a one-year contract upon his arrival from the Chiefs. With JJ Hanrahan already confirmed to be heading back to Munster, Connacht needed to hold on to at least one of their senior Ed Halves. Iwane will remain with Connacht for the next two seasons. Former Leinster flanker Sean O'Brien, meanwhile, has agreed a one-year extension with Connacht today. That business concludes a busy week at Connacht, where David Hawkshaw, Josh Murphy and Owen de Butler have also extended their stays. Meanwhile, a late try from 20-year-old winger Ethan Graham gave Ulster a 22 points to 21 victory over Connacht Eagles this afternoon at Craig's Rugby Club. The World Under-20 Rugby Championship is returning to Italy for the first time in a decade. Four cities, Verona, Calvisano, Rovigo and Viadana, will host the competition from June 29th to the 19th of July this year. Ireland have been drawn in Pool C along with New Zealand, Georgia and Italy. Defending champions England are in a tough-looking Pool A with Australia, South Africa and Scotland. And in Pool B will be France, Argentina, Wales and Spain. Ireland had to settle for fourth last year in South Africa, while the last time they were in Italy, a team containing Gary Ringrose and Joey Carberry had to settle for seventh. Finally, former Leinster flanker Rocky Elsom has seen his prison sentence in France reduced upon appeal. You may recall back in October of last year that the ex-Wallaby skipper was found guilty of embezzling funds from Narbonne while he was their director of rugby. Elsom was given a 5-year sentence at the time for charges that also include unjustified payments and forgery. He was based in Ireland at the time of that conviction, but has since gone into hiding with his whereabouts currently unknown. The charge of forgery, meanwhile, has been thrown out and his 5-year sentence has been reduced to a 2-year jail term. Elsom's also been fined €100,000, with half of that suspended. A French arrest warrant has now been issued. That's it for today's and indeed this week's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feeds to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you with thanks to Bank of Ireland on Monday. Till then, enjoy the Six Nations finale and have a brilliant weekend.
To listen to all of our rugby coverage, become a member by signing up at offtheball.com/join now.